You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art, chat.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
Opening next Friday at Michael Lett Gallery is Nirvana Park by Dan Arps. The exhibition is inspired by the various industrial reserves found around Tamaki Makaurau, particularly the titular Nirvana Park found in Lynfield. The sculptures in the exhibition aim to combine the desolate atmosphere of one of these reserves and ask about what else these spaces could be used for. I had a chat with Dan about the exhibition and what inspired it.
Nirvana Park is a reserve in the West-ish Auckland suburb of Lynfield. I quite often go past it on the bus, and since they've started announcing the stops, every time they go past they announce Nirvana Park. And just the name of it was quite interesting to me. So a couple of times I got off the bus early and sort of had a bit of an explore. And it's sort of really just a big electricity substation and some kind of rolling hills that lead down into a big storm drain. So there's kind of nothing there. And my work in the show is loosely a proposal for something to do in Nirvana Park, or it's trying to kind of implicate Nirvana Park in the project somehow. Yeah, I'm interested in the title and the kind of the range of meanings that it might have and kind of play of ambiguities and sort of it's something strange about it, that I think.
Were you kind of trying to go for a bit of a spookier atmosphere that you tend to find in these parts of West Auckland?
Yeah, well, my work has been interested in the psychology of place and the way that place influences us and helps to form us as people for a long time. A lot of it has always been that kind of spookier side of Auckland and the particular kinds of desolate spaces that we're so good at creating. There is something kind of spooky about it. But also I'm kind of interested in the way that it, so much like that it's spooky as so much that it's empty and that it's kind of ripe for somebody to do something with it, not just it being desolate.
Are you kind of aiming to see a bit of a blueprint of what could be put in these spaces with this exhibition?
Yeah, I think loosely. I think it's loosely that, and it's loosely kind of just riffing off the feeling of the spaces and the kind of spaces they are, and trying to get something of the space in the gallery as well.
How do you kind of transfer this over to the space of the gallery from the like very vast outdoorsy area of the reserve?
The main work in the show is a piece called Pavilion for Nirvana Park, and it's made out of recycled insulated panels for commercial fridges. And it's kind of like a large, I guess it's sort of like a the sort of thing you'd make for a public sculpture, that kind of thing. So I guess I'm just kind of like making something that would be appropriate for the space, but also appropriate for the gallery space.
How does this differ from your previous work, would you say?
It's really a return for me because for the last kind of several years I've been, making work at a more domestic scale and trying to make objects and make things that sit on the wall. But my background is really in installation and sculpture. So when I was much younger, I was very interested in found objects and in making messes. And I feel like this show is much more in that line of, I don't know, desolate space and mess and I guess a kind of a loose association between things rather than something that's like super tightly constructed.
So when will this exhibition be opening?
It opens on Friday the 20th of October. The new space on East Street. It's an old church, I believe, or an old theatre and then a church.
That was Dan Arps chatting about Nirvana Park at Michael Lett.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.